Hello, I am Yogini Sunita, and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present times. So let's start.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today's topic is stress relief, techniques for a peaceful mind. In the hustle bustle of our daily life, the quest for peace has become crucial than ever. Let's tune into how to deal with the stress happening in our life. It is inevitable that the stress is there in modern life. So let's find out how can we deal with this stress. What can we do to reduce the stress? So we can start with tuning into the causes of the stress. You can start with how can you reduce those. At the same time, you can start looking into how can we calm our mind's chaos. And so there are beautiful techniques in the wisdom of yoga which we can use. And some of these techniques are like mindful breathing, guided visualization, body scans, meditation, love and kindness meditation, many forms of meditation, to be very frank. Mantra meditation is also one of that, and also something called yoga nidra. I had done few episodes on yoga nidra, and that is one of the techniques which is a relaxation technique. These are just some techniques, but there are also techniques like mindful movement, conscious awareness towards what's happening in your body, in your surroundings. All this will help to reduce the stress in our life. So let's take one technique at a time and let's discuss about that. So mindful breathing. So for this one, there are many, many ways to do that. In the wisdom of yoga, the suggestion is that you sit comfortably in a seated posture with your spine elongated. I even suggest some of my clients to lie down because it is not advanced pranayam. We are just focusing on our breath. It is okay to lie down and bring awareness towards your breath. So find a quiet place. You can sit on chair or sit on floor, or you can find a quiet place, sit comfortably and bring your awareness towards your breath. And gently begin noticing your inhalation and your exhalation. Now, one technique is you focus on the entrance of nostrils. Other technique is you follow your in-breath and out-breath. So you imagine you're following in-breath in your body, and when it is coming out of your nostril, you follow it back from your lungs out through your nostril. So you really become observer. It is a very simple technique. There is no right or wrong. You start tuning into your breath and you will start noticing the more you tune into your breath, your system oxygenates. You start noticing that your breath start deepening. And when we oxygenate our system by deepening our breath, what happens that our whole body gets this amazing, oxygenates our body, our brain gets oxygen, and we start feeling better. Now, this doesn't mean that taking really big full breath or really fast breathing. In fact, we really consciously slow down our inhale and slow down our exhale. This is a beautiful technique. You don't really need formal training for this. Once you tune into this, then you can move towards pranayam practices, which is yoga's breathing techniques. But let's start here. The mindful breathing is very powerful. You may don't even need to move towards pranayam. So it's really up to you. If the mindful breathing helps, that's wonderful. Another way you can add mindful breathing into your life is if you work constantly in circumstances which are very busy, you can find spot or somewhere where your eyes go constantly, and you can place a tiny sticker. And whenever you see that sticker, you start taking slow, steady breaths. And you do maybe 4 to 5 breaths here. You don't have to really sit for this one. You focus on what's happening with your breath and take slow 2 to 3 deep breaths. This is for those who are extremely busy and who don't know how to bring in stillness and how to bring in peace in their life. So this will help. You can start here. Then guided visualization is another technique where you can either lie down or sit comfortably, and you can feel free to close your eyes or half close your eyes, and you can bring in positive images in front of your eyes. Now, this can be done by a guided meditation form. So there are many apps nowadays which can help you to do that. You can also focus on the images which are important to you. So you can start visualizing your safe place, your place where you connect with, like a beautiful ocean or nature walk or something like that, where you connect with those images, those beautiful images. And you can focus your awareness on these. And this is a guided visualization. So you basically, you start bringing these visualization in front of your mind's eye, and you observe the beautiful nature, beautiful mountain tops, maybe ocean, whatever is what you connect with. And these techniques help you to calm your system down. It helps you to really create a mental sanctuary. This visualization helps you to transport your mind into a peaceful realm. It eases your stress and tension from your system. Then body scan. Body scan is a really technique where you lie down and start visualizing different parts of your body. In Wisdom of Yoga, we use this in something called Shavasana, which is a relaxation at the end of the yoga asana classes. Yoga asana is physical movement. And basically, you start tuning into different parts of the body. Now, body scan is where there are, you can also find different techniques in that. In Wisdom of Yoga, the Shavasana practices also have few different techniques. So basically, you sit comfortably or lie down. In yoga relaxation, you need to lie down, because that's how the Shavasana goes. And basically bring awareness towards, maybe you can start with your feet or your hands, and bring awareness towards all parts of your body. So you start bringing awareness starting from your feet to your legs, to your torso, to your shoulders, your arms, your head and your neck, front of the body, back of the body. Now, I am doing this very fast, but you can do it very slow, really tuning into each and every part of your body. For example, you can even start with your fingers, your palm of your hands. You can start with individual fingers and really become aware of this area. You become tuning into each and every part of your body. And what this does is it really helps to calm our system down, and also this creates a mind-body connection. So this is really beautiful to promote relaxation and self-awareness. Really beautiful technique. Now, there is also something called progressive relaxation. So progressive relaxation is technique where we actually tighten some part of our body and then release it. So we hold that tension or tightness into, say, for example, creating fist with your hand, and hold it really tight for maybe a couple of breaths. And then with big exhale, we release that. And then we observe how it feels, body with tension and without tension. And you do this throughout your body. You go through this journey. And this progressive relaxation is absolutely fantastic. It helps you to relax completely, reduces stress. It really let go of stress from your physical self. So beautiful technique. Then there are meditations, guided meditations. You can use that. You can use the mindful breathing as your meditation. You can use love and kindness meditation where you send love to yourself and also loved ones and then people around you, your acquaintances. It's a beautiful, beautiful practice. It's really tuning into the love and kindness in our life. This cultivates feeling of love and compassion. It focuses sending positive energy towards ourselves and also people around us. Do this practice. It really helps you to calm your system down, helps you to feel that sensation of love at the center of your heart. So it's really beautiful. And love and compassion is really wonderful. And it also fosters a sense of connection. And this helps to reduce the stress. Mantra meditation is also one of the techniques. So those who find it, the sound helps them to soothe. Mantra meditation is really wonderful. So where you take a phrase and you repeat it very gently in your mind and you do that throughout your meditation. Now, from yogic point of view, we use Sanskrit phrase. The reason for that is Sanskrit is a language of yoga and the language itself is designed to move towards enlightenment. So when you use the Sanskrit mantra, it helps to calm down your energetic body. And this rhythmic repetition helps to quiet our mind down, quiet our whole system down and reduce the stress from our system. So it's really a wonderful way to connect with yourself through the sound. If this resonates with your personality, this is a fantastic way to do the meditation practice. Traditionally, in the wisdom of yoga, we repeat the mantra 108 times. But if you don't have time, there are also you can repeat it maybe 11 times or 7 times or 9 times, depending on how much time you have. Or you can just start focusing on the sound of the mantra. You can bring all awareness in your system. It's really beautiful practice. It really helps our mind and body and our energetic body to calm down. It is a wonderful practice. Then there are also techniques like yoga nidra. Yoga nidra is a beautiful, beautiful practice. It is usually people call it meditation. It is not. And people call it sometimes relaxation, but it is not. It is beyond that, but it helps us to calm our system down. Yoga Nidra is a guided practice, so due to popular demand. I have done a few episodes of different types of Yoga Nidra. A lot of my listeners really loved the Yoga Nidra practices, so they really find it very helpful to stress relief. I have also created Restorative Yoga and Yoga Nidra teacher training. If you're interested, not just for teaching, but also for the purpose of your own wellness, feel free to look into this. I will add the link for the teacher training in the show notes. So for Yoga Nidra, it is also known as yogic sleep or sometimes also called as a power nap. This helps to relax your whole system. So you basically all parts of your brain become really active. At the same time, your system is completely relaxed. That's what happens in Yoga Nidra. So Yoga Nidra is a very, very powerful technique to calm our system down. It helps deeply reduce the stress from our system. Like our conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind let go of all the stress. A lot of time, our conscious mind doesn't even know that our subconscious mind is holding a lot of stress. Yoga Nidra, practices like Yoga Nidra, meditation, mantra meditation, love and kindness meditation, body scan, guided visualization, and the breathing practices, all this helps our system to let go of the tension which we don't even know sometimes we're holding. The reactions of the tension we can see in our life, like mind cannot calm down, there is lack of sleep, the stress is so unbearable, we cannot sit still for a long period of time, things like that. So if you notice there is stress in your life, these techniques will definitely help. If you want to practice these techniques on your own, of course you can do that. You can also do that with a teacher, or you can book a session with me. I'm happy to help you any way I can. I will put a booking link in the show notes. These practices helps us to really let go of the stress we are carrying. Life throws challenges on our way, and the stress often tags along. Meditation is our true friend. It helps us to battle all these stresses and provide sanctuary for our mind to unwind. Regular practice really helps. So if you want to bring the stress relief in your life, these practices, if you do regularly, they will be more impactful. They also promote not just reducing the stress levels, but they also promote emotional and mental wellness. Our mind and bodies are deeply interconnected. Meditation acts as a bridge, fostering harmony between the two. It's not just the mental exercise, the holistic approach towards wellness that enhances the mental and physical health through meditation. So meditation is never just mental. Obviously, whatever we explore in meditation, a reduction of the stress really impacts our physical body as well. And that's why you will notice that people actually, sometimes the blood pressure reduces. Sometimes people start feeling less anxiety attacks and all this. So there is a mind-body connection there, and this harmony happens through the meditation techniques. World is full of lot of distractions, and our focus is our superpower. And this superpower can be honed through the meditation, training our mind to stay present. As a result of this, our mind enhances concentration and it improves our productivity in our daily tasks. So how fantastic is that? We actually become amazingly productive with meditation and these relaxation techniques. Emotional resilience also improves. Life is a roller coaster of emotions, and we actually learn how to deal with these emotions. Our emotional IQ actually increases with these techniques. The quality of the sleep and restful mind also is really improves. How can we do that? Is basically start training your mind with these techniques to calm down. So tossing, turning at night reduces. You start noticing that you sleep better, and you can bring in this restfulness into your life, like almost bringing in this feeling of I am okay. Relaxation and meditation really contributes towards this feeling of I am okay, and I can rest now, I'm safe. All this can happen through meditation. And also these techniques helps us to improve our creativity. The reason for that is when the mind is not overloaded with so much stress, it has then time to think about creativity. Creativity is direct connection with the divine. This is from the wisdom of yoga as well as wisdom of Ayurveda, which is healing science of India, or I can say holistic healing science of India. And both of these sciences believe that our creativity is direct connection to the divine. And what happens that due to stress, it really stops our creativity because the mind is bombarded and overloaded with the stress. So if you want to unstuck your mind and face the complex problems, you need creativity in your life. I'm not talking just the paintings and drawings. I'm talking also about creatively finding solutions, innovatively thinking out of box. This all can come through by just relaxing our mind. So these techniques really help. Then also connecting with the present moment. Because a lot of time, or most of time I should say, our mind is in future or past. We, with anxiety, we worry about future, and with depression we are in the past. So this is how mind works. This is yoga's understanding. So to bring ourselves in present moment, these techniques really helps us to connect with the present moment. For example, when we connect with our breath, we connect in this now, because the breath happening now in this moment, we are actually connecting in this moment. And when we connect in this moment, we start noticing that it's okay. This breath is where I need to be. Now this happens subconsciously. And when this happens, we start tuning into, we come back within ourselves and we start becoming more present. The more present you are, the peaceful the mind is. Just becoming aware of your breath will help you to bring peace in present moment and in this now. These techniques have been proven that these techniques do work. So all we had to do is give it a go, try what works for you. Now again, one more thing I want to point out here is you are unique fingerprint of divine. So what will work for you may not work for me, and that's okay. So experiment, find out what techniques work. Sometimes we need more than one technique, and that's okay too. So these are a few techniques you can learn. I offer mentoring sessions. Mentoring sounds a bit interesting, but my mentoring sessions are basically where I design the practices for your unique needs, which are designed for your energy system, your lifestyle. So this helps you to really enhance your wellness. Also, the practices I give are really designed for your lifestyle. For example, if you have only 15 minutes out of the day or even 5 minutes, I will design the practice around that. But the practice, since it is designed for you, your unique need, they work. So my many mentoring sessions I have done so far, people have always come back like, how do you know that this is work for me? And this is where my 30 years of teaching experience, my own practices since childhood, and my continuous learning all comes into the play. So I would really love to help you. If you want to book a session with me, there is a link in show notes. Feel free to contact me. I'm really looking forward to see you. So really connect with me. I offer these mentoring sessions via Zoom, or Teams, whatever works for you. So feel free to contact me, book a session, and let's take it from there. I hope that this discussion helped you. And thank you for being here. I really appreciate you. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care. Bye for now.